Hey, this is Irene. I've been waiting for you. Thank you for joining me, mixing it up with me right here on the mix. You're listening to CBiz Media. Brag on it. Brag buttons. Represent your brand. At special events, for your business, your brand. Anywhere and everywhere you go. Check us out at CBizTVMedia.com. And click on the Brag tab. All right, everyone, we are talking about the latest on 90 Day Fiancé. This go around, where your wedding dresses were being purchased or at least looked at and figured out. And there were some bachelorette parties. So, you know, they had to put strippers in there, right? So we're going to talk about, you know, what are your thoughts on having strippers at your bachelor or bachelorette party, especially if you're a person of faith like myself. But first of all, we're just going to kind of recap what happened with a couple of the couples that I'm decided to go the route of getting a stripper. We have Anna Lee and Clayton. Now, Clayton's sister put on the bachelorette party, and he tells Anna Lee no strippers, no men or anything at this party. But I think he told the wrong person because his sister was the one that was putting this party on. Plus, it sounds like Anna Lee made a special request for strippers. Her English isn't great, but Clayton's sister says she specifically said the word stripper. So she provided what she asked for before her wedding for her bachelorette party. There were suggestive little party favors everywhere, but they were pink, so I guess it wasn't as bad because, you know, it's pink. But anyhow, I think they had like a party bus, and this is where the stripper gets on wearing a SWAT team outfit, and, you know, the naughtiness ensues. And it was a little bit too much visually for the TLC Learning Channel audience there. But she was taping it, did a live video. But I thought that was weird that she did that due to the fact she knew Clayton didn't want her to have any strippers or any men of any kind there. So I thought it was weird she was doing a live, but she was really kind of into it for her bachelorette party. And then we have, let's go to Manuel and Brittany, and they kind of had a co-ed stripper party where they went to a strip club. You know, that wasn't really the plan in the beginning, but since they were together and they didn't have separate ideas for their parties or whatnot, they didn't have anyone to cover the guy's party or the girl's party. The couple went together to a women's strip club, by the way. And at first, Manuel was kind of not into it. He said, girl on girl, the girls are all on the girls. He's like, I don't know if I'm vibing this. But I think he must have gotten a little bit more drunk. And that allowed him to kind of loosen up, and he was kind of getting into it. And I think it was getting a little bit naughty. They didn't show as much as they did with the male stripper. With the other couple, or the case of the other couple with Anna Lee. But, you know, they showed a little bit, and I don't know, if I was Brittany, I wouldn't be comfortable with my future spouse being in that position and getting excited over another woman. To me, that just feels a little bit off to me. And, she was having a fun time too, and she was basically saying, hey, it's cool, he's enjoying himself. And she's just showing that she's just, I think she says she's a, showing him that she's a progressive minded cool girlfriend, fiance slash wife. I don't know what's gonna happen after marriage, but that's a little bit setting the tone, I might say. So that's the landscape of the bachelor and bachelorette parties as the couples are getting prepared to close their 90 days out and get married. So what are your thoughts? You guys can always email me at cbiztv@yahoo.com. That's cbiztv@yahoo.com. Again, this is Irene. We talk faith, love, and trends, and 90 Day Fiancé is one of our favorite topics covering faith, love, and trends because, you know, as a Christian, I'm going to put my faith spin on it. There are some people on 90 Day that are people of faith. Love is always involved in it. And 90 Day is pretty much a trending show. So it all goes together with the topic of our podcast. Of course, we also have other things we talk about. We have the Single Christian Girl series as well. But a lot of it all goes up under that umbrella of faith, love, and trends. But I'm thinking about, okay, I'm getting married. And you guys think about it too. Or just tell me your experiences if you are already married. So I'm getting married and it's that time for the bachelor and bachelorette party. And I've, especially couples of faith, depending on their religious beliefs, different religions, but if they have some type of religious belief at all, for the most part, I see them having tame parties, parties where, you know, it's not the typical stripper thing. You guys may go out to eat, you might have drinks. I don't drink, but, you know, there are different scenarios where you guys can have a good time, party, celebrate the end of your single life. And I was looking at Clayton's party. I forgot to mention Clayton's bachelor party was very PG. Him and his friend were playing in the pool and it was a little weird. And then I think they went to play a video game together on their laptops afterward. And it was just the two of them. To me, it was just like, it was not, didn't seem fun. It seemed like kind of an everyday thing that I might do, but not like a big blowout thing to end my singleness. Now, of course, I would like to have a big party. If I did, I would have some of my favorite foods there. I'd have some of my favorite people there. Music, I love music. I love to dance. I love all types of music. I love movies. Maybe we could have a movie screen there and watch a movie. I don't know. When Anna Lee thought she was having a movie night, which is what Clayton's sister originally said to throw him off the trail, she didn't think it was a good idea, or she just didn't think it was exciting. But I think we all have different levels of excitement of what we're into. In a person of faith like myself, I do like movies. If I go see the latest movie, or if I go see my favorite movie at the movie screen again, that's something fun for me. Of course, if that's all I do for my bachelorette party, I would think that was lame. I do have to have some other festivities. I do have to do some other things. And if you guys have ever been to, well, yeah, with the bachelorette parties, a lot of times your friends will give you like sexy little lingerie gifts and things like that, which I think is okay. I think it's fitting because you're about to get married. And I think it's fun. They might give you some little things to have fun or to connect with your partner in the bedroom. I don't think that's too far gone. Everybody is different. But again, if you're in the world of faith, it's going to be a different standard because most people that don't really follow their religion, they may have a religion. I call it faith because it's a part of my lifestyle. For some people, religion has a bad name to it. So I just consider it my faith. It's my lifestyle. It's what I live by. But, you know, some people don't have that. And they kind of do what everybody else does, which is get the strippers and all of that. But when I think about how boring Clayton's party was, and there were no women around, and he's never going to be or see another woman close up for the rest of his life, is just going to be his wife. I feel like he should have did something a little more. Maybe they could have went to a dance club or something, or, and I don't know. Some people may think that's too far for him to go out dancing. He may dance with other women and that may give him ideas. You know, if you watch TV, which I watch a little bit too much TV and movies, sometimes in some of these movies, things happen with the stripper that are beyond inappropriate, may sleep with the stripper. Some people say, well, this is my last night of freedom. They may go out and party and sleep with somebody at the party. This is not a good mindset. And this is not something I think you should go for, you should do. I think if you do that, you're kind of tainting your marriage in the beginning. You're starting off on a bad foot. Because what if you can't stop thinking about how great that night was before you married your wife or before you married your husband, and you're stuck in that thought of this was the last time I was ever going to be with someone besides my spouse. So there's a whole lot of different, there's a different caveat and a myriad of different things you could think about when it comes to these situations and what you would do. I would definitely keep it tame, but I would like it to be exciting. It's kind of hard because I am kind of thinking as I was watching the show, this is going to be the last person. I'll never experience anyone in a romantic way or crush on anyone or just like anyone or just be able to say, oh, he's a good looking guy. I mean, in my mind, maybe a little, but it's not, you know, definitely it's going to be all about my husband. And to be able to just do that one last time before you're done with that lifestyle being single, it kind of appeals to me, but to how to do it in a respectful way is what I don't know. And I know that having a stripper is not a respectful way to do that either. If anybody has any ideas of just having an amazing, great last party for your singleness, your bachelor or bachelorette party, in which your spouse or your future spouse or partner will not try to kill you the next day or not hate you the next day or, you know, might cancel the wedding the next day. And I was just thinking of this. What if somebody had a one-night thing right before they get married? Accidents and incidents happen. They get pregnant. Did they try to pass the child off as the husband's child? All craziness is just ensuing in my mind. I'm just thinking of the different possibilities if you don't keep yourself under control and if you don't have a good plan when it comes to that. And it depends on the person too. I mean, I'm not saying go out there and get a stripper, but you know what your sex drive is. You know what you're capable of doing. For people that have been waiting and saving themselves, they may not fully know what they're capable of doing. So I don't think they should put themselves in situations where they may do something really drastic before they get married. It's questionable. You want to have fun, but not too much fun. You don't want to be reckless. So what do you do? What will be your great idea or your best idea for a bachelor or bachelorette party? If you've had one already and you feel like it was the time of your life and you want to let me know what you did, even if you had a stripper, I'd like to know. Definitely comment, definitely email me at cbiztv@yahoo.com. That's cbiztv@yahoo.com. And for those people that don't want to go that far and you guys have great ideas, give us some comments, give us some possibilities, give us some tips so that we can have the best time without feeling like we've compromised ourselves, compromised our partner. I think you can have fun and you can do it in a way where nobody gets hurt. For me, it appears that nobody got hurt, but it was very sexually suggestive. And who knows what Anna Lee is thinking, because it looks like she got the best dance of all and the most close-up dance of all. Of course, Manuel and Brittany, they were sitting right next to each other. So I'm pretty sure, you know, he couldn't think too much on it because his wife-to-be was sitting right next to him. But still, that right there opens the door of, okay, we did this for our bachelor and bachelorette party. So after the marriage, can we go back to the strip club again? So that's a question I was thinking. Like, if you do something like that, especially as a couple, And then your spouse is like, hey, that was fun at our bachelor and bachelorette party. Can we do that sometimes? And then you're like, I'm like thinking, no, we're married. I don't want you looking at anyone else. That was just your last hurrah. I don't think you can come back here. But, you know, seeing Brittany, she may be up for it. And they like to do things in the bathroom together publicly. They're a little bit much, in my opinion. But, you know, I just wonder if that will come up and how she would handle that and what she would say to him if he wanted to go back. And he said, well, I'm going back with you. It's not like I'm just going to go by myself. But, you know, some guys might think, oh, I won't tell her because, you know, we did go for the bachelor and bachelorette party, so she must be fine with it. So I don't really have to tell her if I go by myself. You know, a lot of different consequences, a lot of different possibilities, a lot of different scenarios could come up with the way that they chose to celebrate before they do their final I do's. But again, as I said, what are your thoughts, comments, questions? You guys can always connect with me anytime. Email me at cbiztv@yahoo.com. That's cbiztv@yahoo.com. Thank you. All the best. God bless. It's all about faith, love, and trends.